When I was in New York, I saw that the temple had made a very nice solution, arrangement for the children. When the lecture would start, the kindergarten for the children would start. In a separate room. I believe for our parents in Krishna consciousness, it would be a wonderful, wonderful task to also start thinking how to have a Krishna conscious Sunday school for the children. I believe that many, many, many more parents with young children would also feel attracted to come. I have seen temples with Sunday schools for children where also non-devotees brought their children. I really feel that many, many more parents with children would be able to come if we can just offer an attractive children program in the temple. Which would be parallel to those parts of the program which are meditative. I also think that maybe in the future we should start to have a parallel Sunday lecture for, let us say, guests who come for the first time to the temple. That may be also something to think about. In my lecture today, I will address those of you who are old practitioners of the path of Bhakti Yoga, and also to those who come for the first time. During my lecture, I have also invited a very famous international personality to come. He will come through the door a little later. So we will sing a little song and then we will start the lecture. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Gopi Jana Vallava Girivarada Jana Vallava Giri Varadari Jana Vallava Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana
Yasoda nanana braja janarandana.
Yasoda nanana braja
janarandana. Yamuna tira Yamunatira Vanachari
Yamunatira Vanachari
Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Tila Prabhupada.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Askatyade Sudarine Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Govaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Today, in my little lecture, I would like to give you a secret. A key which can open doors in your life which were closed for a long time. I would like to present to you a secret of this universe which all those who have ever been successful in anything they did have known and applied. This key describes to you how the universe works and how you can attain anything you want from the universe. It comes from the Katha Upanishad, and I will recite to you this magical key in the Sanskrit language. Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Eko Bahuda yo vidadati kaman The word kaman is very important, desires. And vidadati means all desires are fulfilled. For someone who knows that amongst all those who are eternal, there's one eternal, supreme eternal. All the desires will be fulfilled of someone who knows that amongst all those who are conscious, there's one supreme consciousness. Because if this supreme eternal and supreme consciousness hears your strong desire, he will fulfill it. That's his duty. Most of us are so mixed up in their desires that they do not have one strong desire. They have millions of weak desires. They are somewhat a little bit like diffused light, which goes all over, but is very weak. The moment this diffuse light is bundled, it becomes so powerful that it can cut through granite or steel. At that time, bundled light is often called laser light, huh? So, when you bundle your desires, your millions of weak desires, and you put it into either one or a few desires where you're really sure, this is what I want, something happens in the universe. The Supreme Lord, who is present as consciousness, eternal consciousness everywhere, will start to activate the laws of nature that your desires are fulfilled. Let me give you a simple example. I desire now to lift my arm. Let me check if I'm really sure about it. I will look a little foolish when I do it. Yes, I have decided I will do it. Now there's a decision. All of a sudden, I really can't tell you what chemical reactions will now start and how what muscles will work. Look at this arm. Just look at it. It goes up. My God, I don't know how this happens. I just desire it. And because there is consciousness, it works. The Supreme Lord pervades this whole material universe, which is like one huge body, with his consciousness. He is the universal consciousness, whereas your consciousness is limited to this body. And when the Supreme Lord notices that your desire is very strong, he will activate the universe in such a way that it will be fulfilled.
Господин видит ваше желание,
The Gita explains this mystical law by saying, Sadatat bhava bhavita. Whatever your mind is fixed upon, that will be your state of being. I'm not convinced that you became the child of your parents by accident. You have chosen your parents because of your state of mind. You took a certain birth. I'm not convinced that anything in this universe or any situation in our life is there because of some chance or because others manipulated something in your life. Everything is there because your mind was in a certain mood. The Vishnu Purana analyzes the material body and then says, what was your desire to get this body? For instance, someone who has a bad breath. Hare Krishna. He wanted to talk bad about others. Someone who has varicose veins. They are out now. Yeah. It's all right. He had a lot of sexual activities. And to teach him a lesson, he is now no longer the most beautiful on the legs. In a previous life, he desired something. And he has a result. Someone who is very, very strong, he had this desire. When Arnold Schwarzenegger, when Arnold Schwarzenegger moved for the first time into the fitness studio, he had small shoulders like this, or like maybe like this. Yes. No muscles. Almost falling over. And because this fool was so attracted to a body like a gorilla. And he said, in 5 years I will be Mr. Universe. Do you know what that is, Mr. Universe, in Croatia? I'm not saying it's a glorious desire. But he fixed his mind on it. He wanted to look like a gorilla. And in this life, he just got this blessing. The whole chemistry of his body worked in such a way that his desire was fulfilled. He's from Austria. Simple man from Austria. But his next desire was to become the governor of California. And because his desire was very strong, although he is from Austria, he became an American politician. I feel very, very much ashamed to give this as an example in a spiritual lecture. You know? I just wanted to give you an example of how Krishna's words, whatever is in your mind becomes your reality, is true even in a material sense. Krishna describes the mind in the Bhagavad Gita as something which is many branched, just like a river which nowadays we don't have them any longer, but the Amazonas is such a river which has like millions of branches, you know. And it is because of this many-branchedness which people like us experience, that's why we don't get what we want. When you come to spiritual life, you are actually trained to concentrate your mind and fix your mind. In the Gita, Lord Krishna says that the mind of those on this path of Krishna consciousness is determined, and it's really no longer many branched, it becomes focused. And then you will get what you want. Srila Prabhupada was quite old, approaching 70 years, above 70 years old, when he made the decision to go to America. He came to the West with really no financial support. He only had a very strong desire. And true to Krishna's promise, he fulfilled that desire, and yes, he spread Krishna consciousness in an amazing way all over the world. When he was here, the movement for Krishna consciousness was in some ways more prosperous. In other ways, we have also opened more temples. So it's difficult to say. But the single mind desire is so absolutely powerful. How can you concentrate your mind? You first have to think about something. Think about your desire, what you really want in this life. Then you have to add some more intensity to it by believing in your desire. And then you have to visualize your desire more intense. Like Prabhupada, when he was in the beginning in Krishna, in America, he saw all his temples and books and farms before his eyes. Sometimes people would ask him, where are your temples? And he said, they are there. Only a little time is separating us. He saw it. You have to also visualize your desire. It works wonders. I must tell you a secret. I was amongst the devotees who very strongly wanted this temple. And I started to visualize kirtans in the temple. A few years ago, I made this regular meditation. There should be a big hall full of people, and we will all sit and we will chant our hearts out to Krishna. There were others who also did this, much more qualified than me in visualizing. And today I must, or the first time I went to the temple and what it was ready, it looked exactly the way I had visualized it. Even these halogen lights, this small stars, you know, like them. Everything was there. Even this decoration I saw, it's efeu, I believe. It's so powerful. I have a few other visualizations. I see, when I was in the hospital, every day I meditated that I will dance again, although I couldn't imagine to get even out of bed without help. And in a very short time I danced. I danced in the forest of Goloka Dham when no one looked, because everyone says don't overdo and so on. I don't do anything in public. Yes, it's my dear devotees, my dear friends, and my dear weak-minded and strong-minded skeptics. Yes. If you just learn the simple concentration, you will see wonders in your life. Because the universe is made like this to fulfill your desires. There is, of course, something like karma also there. That is, sometimes before a desire is fulfilled, we will see an old desire who has to first become fulfilled. But even when you are in a situation where, let us say, you experience the manifestation of your old karma, even then you can start to formulate your new desire. It's wrong to say that absolutely everything I desire will be immediately fulfilled. The universal postal system sometimes waits for your karma to also subdue first. But even as you are at the moment undergoing some karma, on a parallel line you see the new thing coming when your mind is strong enough. For instance, now I see a spiritual university in my mind. I mean, nowadays in this portion of my life. It may not be that in the next month this will manifest, because it's not yet the time. First, some other things must come. But I absolutely know if I keep on desiring this, it will, and not give up, then it will manifest, this spiritual university. When I came here a month ago, I told the devotees a very interesting story about a pilgrim. It's a wonderful illustration. You will love it. He was on a pilgrimage and wanted to reach Gangotri. That's the source of Ganga. It's about 4,700 meters high. Almost 5,000. This pilgrim was old. His body was tired. Oh, he was old. Cold rain was falling down. The road was full of mud. Some person came to him and said, where do you want to go, old man? And he said, well, I want to go to the source of Mother Ganga. So the man said, this is a long way to go and it's raining and you are old. But the pilgrim answered, no, my heart is already there, now my body is just following. Andakaji, if you put your heart into a goal and see the goal, your body and your life will follow you to this goal. I promise you this. If it doesn't work, I will give you a macrobiotic cake. You must just fix it strong enough. And you may need something which helps you to fix your mind. We could call these the daily devotions. Things which you do each day to raise your energy level. You should do this on the physical, on the emotional, and also on the spiritual level. People who have a weak body and weak emotions, they think weak thoughts. Too many Hare Krishnas have weak bodies and weak emotions. They feel emotions like enviousness of the success of others. Disturbed. Not enough loved and cared for. If your emotions are so hurt, how will you keep them on a spiritual goal? You will always be as they say in northern Germany, durch den Wind, through the wind. Ups and downs. Yes. So, Srila Prabhupada, he said, for a strong body we should dance. Best is 5 hours a day. Breathe. And if you can't do it, you might use a little. Well, he didn't say about. But yes, he said, do some yoga. There were devotees who were laughing about people who did yoga in Mumbai. Prabhupada said to this devotee, you have such a fat belly. My spiritual master didn't like fat bellies. You spend some time doing yoga and not eating so much. And not sleeping so much. These things are not often stressed in a monk community or in a spiritual community, because actually they are obvious. In the Vedic times, everyone knew this. In the Vedic culture, everyone knew this. It's just like we know how to switch on the light. No one needs to tell us when it's dark, here is the switch. We know. So someone who's in a proper culture and knows the culture, he knows these simple things, you know, like making a walk when you are too tired or too spiritual and whatever. Yeah. Simple body maintenance. It's known. To keep yourself on a strong energy level that you can be a little intense and focused in your life, you might also need some emotional stability. Happy feelings. Not so nervous. Not so easily disturbed. I know this is strong for many of you to hear, but it's important. But of course, our spiritual strength is most important. And in spiritual life, we always strengthen the spiritual side first and foremost. We feel if we are spiritually strong, we will automatically take care of the physical and mental necessities. And also it's a fact, those who have really a strong, happy, well-rounded mind, the mind cures the body and the emotions. Well, the mind is your biggest doctor, your greatest doctor. And he's the one who can kill you also. Hare Krishna. I want to now move away from all these thoughts and will tell you a little bit about focusing your mind on bhakti, on the spiritual level.
Reći nešto o usredotočivanju uma u bhakti.
When your mind or heart is fixed strongly on Krishna, you will attract Krishna. Krishna is more important than any goal you can get in this universe. The law of attraction, if you want to say it, call it like this, works in other words also on the spiritual platform, and there it's most important. Let me give you the example of Lokanath Goswami. He only had one desire. Krishna, where are you? One day, he came to one particular forest in Vrindavan, called not Kamyavan, Kumudvan. And his desire for Krishna became just almost burning like a flame. When Krishna saw that his desire was so strong, he became pulled to Lokanath. He took the form of a very simple tribesman and carried a beautiful deity called Radha Vinod. It was early in the morning. Lokanath Goswami was in his little bhajan kuti. It was like a straw hut, and he heard a knocking outside. Who could it be? It was so absolutely early. Much too early for it was still dark. He opened the door and he saw a beautiful personality before him who looked like a tribesman. And he said, "This here." And he gave him this Krishna deity. Lokanath Goswami was overwhelmed by the beauty, the extraordinary beauty of this little Krishna, that his heart melted and he shook in ecstasy. But he was also attracted to the man who brought the deity. "Who are you?" said Lokanath Goswami. "This is a question which is not very important," said the man. "I am a simple carrier." He gave the deity in Lokanath's hand and he disappeared. Lokanath said, "Krishna." And the small deity simply said, "Yes." He started to speak. "Who do you think was the person who brought me? Can a human being bring God to you? It was me who brought me." My dear devotees, I hope the point is clear. If your desire to have Krishna becomes strong, you will get Krishna. This is because bhakti real bhakti or love is a strong desire to have the Lord. Bhakti has been translated with one word by Bhakti, by Baladev Vidyabhushana. He has said it thirst. Sorry, it's still something in. Have you ever been thirsty? I mean, really thirsty. When?
When I was on one business trip in Persia.
Yes. Persia is a good place to get thirsty. It's so dry. Yes. I must admit to you, I have always a thermos, the luxury of a thermos bottle with me, and I'm getting this tea and that macrobiotic magna, and it's almost too much, you know, liquids. Yeah. But I remember long ago when I was young, I also was thirsty, and when you're really thirsty, you only want to drink. That's all you want. Nothing else. Not even to eat. On the battlefield, people get thirsty. Many battles are lost because there is no water for the soldiers. They are not lost because there is no food. You can go on without food for a long time, but without water, when you're really thirsty, the life functions stop. So bhakti, Slatko, is thirst, if you have real bhakti. You want it so strong that you cry for Krishna. And then you attract Krishna. That's the force, strong desire. I want to give you a second example, and then I will stop. No, then I will introduce my international guest, and then I stop.
Yeah.
He's one of the most famous people in the world, and he came today. He's waiting in hiding. Once there was, you can attract Krishna also by your offerings. If your love is maybe not so high or your desire is not so strong, offer something to Krishna, a flower, an apple. And if there's only a little desire to have Krishna, he will come. There is a wonderful temple in India, in Karoli, where the deity is called Madan Mohan. And just near to this temple, maybe around, like 4 kilometers, there lived a simple Gujari lady. She had just one cow and lived by selling the milk of that cow. Every evening she would cross the Yamuna on her feet, with the milk. And bring the milk to the temple so that it could be offered to Radha Madan Mohan as a night drink. But she did something in the temple, while she was in the Yamuna, which no one should actually know. She was poor, and when she was in the Yamuna and no one looked, she mixed a little water to the milk so that it became more. So one day a little fish also came into the milk. When the priest received the milk, he poured it in the pot. You rascal! You are bringing a fish to the Lord! And I know how this fish came in. You diluted the water. Oh no, oh Maya. Every day we have offered watery milk to our Lord. Out. Yes. Never come back. Never show your face in this temple again. It broke the heart of the lady. She just wanted to offer something. She went to her home. And she just cried. She didn't eat, she didn't sleep, she didn't drink, she didn't bathe, she didn't whatever you normally do. After 3 days, she heard a knock on the door. She opened and she saw a beautiful young man, a brahmana, standing there. What do you want, young ascete? Milk. I'm just so much wanting milk. I can't exist without milk. Yeah, but I only have this milk which went sour. Since 3 days, I'm not really functioning. I take sour milk, I take anything. She said, I can go to my cow, I will milk my cow. Wait until I have boiled the milk. Sour milk could be something in there. And so the lady, the ascete said, I take the milk without boiling. At that time the sun went down. Lady said, what do you want now? A place to sleep. Lady said, this is all I have, this hut. You will have to sleep. And I also have to sleep there. No problem. So he went down and he slept. In the morning, when the lady woke up, she looked over to her visitor, but there was no one.
Ujutro, kad se žena probudila, pogledala pred svojim posjetiocem, tamo
there was only a beautiful yellow cloth.
Samo prekrasna žuta odjeća.
The type that you wear around the shoulders. Earlier, that lady, for the night, the lady had given her guest the only quilt she had, the only blanket she had. And that she saw this yellow cloth, Krishna wears a yellow cloth, which was smelling so nice, you know, oh, this was Krishna who came and drank my milk. This pujari will make eyes today. The pujari will really look when I show tell him this. And she took that yellow scarf. She held it like this. And she said, Madan Mohan was here and took my milk, even though you said out, out, out. This is his scarf. The pujari had to believe, the priest had to believe her, because in the morning when he had opened the temple doors, the deity was wearing a worn quilt. The type of blankets which Gujari ladies wear. So this shows you a little bit how Krishna can become attracted to your loving offering. You can attract Krishna by one last thing, one third thing. The first way to attract Krishna was how? Strong desire. Second way, offering. And the third way you will learn now. Sing and dance for Krishna. In your house, just put on the good kirtan music. Dance, why not? It's the best yoga exercise. Yeah, it's Krishna. Sankirtan yoga. Krishna says personally, wherever my devotees sing my name, I personally come.
Wait,
Sachinandan Swami. Do you really believe it? We were singing in this temple. Where was Krishna? Not there. He was there. But it is said in the Shastras, the Lord has always our interest in mind. And he comes in a form so that our interest is guaranteed, our advancement is guaranteed. The Lord comes in an invisible form. Some can feel him also in his invisible form. But for a devotee who is not yet so strong in his bhakti or thirst, the Lord comes in a way so that the devotee keeps on yearning for him, keeps on thirsting for him, because only a person who has thirst will drink the nectar of the Lord. I may have the best water. But without thirst, I don't drink it. Bhakti is more important than Krishna. Because by bhakti you can drink the nectar of Krishna. Bhakti attracts Krishna. To come in whatever way he wishes to be there. For young devotees, he appears in an invisible form. But an older devotee in the same kirtan sees the Lord. He is always there. But he reveals himself in the way we can best benefit. Now it's time for the international guest. I hope he came with me.
Yeah.
You must have thought he waited before the door. But he waited in my red bag. A golden Lord Buddha in the meditative pose. I told the devotees my little message. In split, I told them. Here I will repeat it again. In the a few hundred years ago, there was a big golden Buddha in Thailand. Massive gold. But the monks, in order to, but because the monks were afraid that the conquistadores, how do you say, I can't really say them, you know conquistadores. Yes. Yes, that they would steal the Buddha, they covered him with layers of clay. And when the conquistadores came inside the temple, they only saw something which they saw thought looked like a hill of dirt. Generations passed, and it was forgotten that the famous golden Buddha was in that temple. But then one day when they moved the temple somewhere else and moved also the golden Buddha, the clay fell off, and first only the foot, but then the knee, and then the whole Buddha was revealed. All of us are golden Buddhas covered with clay. As long as we are covered with the material body and mind, we want very often material things. Successful people become very strong in their material desires. Yesterday we met one of the richest people in Croatia who had the desire to restore, I believe, even several castles, and he did it. But that was not so special. It would be better if he would desire so strongly to go back to Godhead. Spiritual desires are so much more lasting and eternal. When you uncover yourself from the glinch, do I say it correctly, or you know the clay, then you will develop your golden desires. I want to congratulate all of you that you are developing your spiritual desires. Take courage in your heart. Don't be disappointed when something doesn't come. You have a high goal. Follow this goal. See it before your eyes. Don't become diverted by the clay of material life. Learn to be authentic spiritualists. Don't mix too much. When your desire will become very strong, then you will see miracles, chudas, I think, coming in your life. Yes, you will see. There's nothing which Krishna will not give you. He will even give himself to you. Like these two examples have shown, one little old example and one more modern example. So, all of you golden Buddhas, may you soon discover yourself base clean, without clay. Huh? If you forget everything of this lecture, which most of you will do, remember the Buddha. It will be very good for you to know yourself as eternal souls and discover your opportunities and potential. Most of us will need a little bit to raise their energy level to be strong in their mind. Don't think you are too spiritual. You are not. I wish you all the best. And I was very, very happy to be amongst you. Please forgive me if I'm sometimes speaking a little strongly. It is because I've given already so many lectures, but I still want to see the enlightened people. We are looking for all of you without clay. That would be the greatest gift you could give to Krishna. Krishna is looking for you. Srila Prabhupada would say to his disciples very often, the whole world is waiting for our spiritual revolution. When are you ready? I know that all of you can have a very fulfilling spiritual life because you must be very serious. Otherwise you wouldn't do what you do. So when I sometimes speak a little bit strongly, I want to just address the seriousness and bring it a little bit more out. Okay, so here we have reached our end.